Marlon Smoke Podcast, welcome back. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning, man. Coming to you a little late. I'm going to get this out for you tomorrow. But, you know, I was fighting with myself. I was like, man, I wasn't even going to say nothing. And then I was like, I was going to say something. And then, you know, I didn't say nothing because, I mean, at first I didn't want to say nothing because I was just looking at all of the messages that people is getting. Like, if you say something about this Megan and Tory Lanez shit, and it ain't like, and you ain't on Megan's side completely, then, you know, you're a woman basher, or we must, I seen all kind of shit, like, you must be a woman beater yourself, if you don't feel. Now, first off, I want to start by saying, I'm with Megan 100%. This nigga is a scum. I don't give a fuck what she did or whatever. Like, nothing that a female should be able to do should, like, result in you shooting her. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's something about, you know, excuse me, you know what I do. I'm running the smoke. And, you know, unless she did something to your mother, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, then, you know, that's a different story. Toby, you know what I'm saying? Now, first thing, I don't think Megan understands what people are saying by telling the full story. If it's three of us in the car, me, Jim, and Bill, and I wait, and then I finally come out and say, and you know somebody got shot, but nobody says nothing. And then I finally come out and say, yeah, man, Bill shot Jim. Just because I say that, that don't mean you, like, it's almost like, nigga, obviously, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You've seen a girlfriend come out and say, it wasn't me, you know? So, you know, when it first happened, you seen a girl, like, her friend, like, shit, I ain't shoot her. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, that wasn't it. You know, you seen the producer going up, you know, going off. You knew it was something wild with him going like that when he wasn't even really, you know what I'm saying? Like I thought he was like a little sissy or something. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even on that. He was like a regular dude. So, you know, for him to do that like that, then you know it's something deep. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think, like, on Megan's behalf, it's like, nigga, we kind of knew that, but like if you're going to do that, you might as well tell the story, like the full story. And that's what people, you know, that's what people were saying, like, tell the full story, because that's not the full story that he just saying he shot you. Now, for, like I said, first off, with Megan 100%, I'm sorry this happened, but I got to bring the facts to the water. Like, first off, peer pressure is a motherfucker. Twitter, Instagram, peer pressure is a motherfucker. Like, y'all motherfuckers will let y'all, it's almost like this right here is like what they say, being pushed to the edge. Like, I mean, it's almost like basically what she just did, she damn near let motherfuckers bully her into jumping off a damn building. You know what I'm saying? Same shit. Motherfuckers get on here and get to talking shit, you know, spazzing. If you go to Aoka Sego page, it's like, well, I mean, it's on the live. It's the same video from the live, but like, he had captured the part where she was like, stop dragging me. Stop dragging you? I don't give a fuck if you came over this motherfucker and said the moon was blue. Like, nigga is not gonna stop dragging you or whatever the fuck they got. Like, you got people that's on fake pages that hate you. The nigga Tory Lanez is probably on a damn fake page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got all, it's all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of shit that could, you know, it's all kind of shit that can, you know, inspire this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, understand what you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that people gonna stop talking about you. Like, you a celebrity. You just did a song with Cardi B that sold millions of, millions and millions of records. So like, that's millions and millions of people. Like, a lot of people know you. Like, that's a part of this business. Like, just like the NFL people, like, or NBA, you think like after the game, even when a nigga get his ass whooped by 50, you think he wanna go sit down and talk to the niggas in the news, Joe? No, but that's a part of the job. It's a part of the job that you need to go in there. Even if you win the, if you go to the Super Bowl and you lose, you need to, they fried Cam Newton's ass because he didn't want to go up there and talk to the people after he lost, because that's a part of the job. It's a part of the payment. It's a part, it is what it is. Like, it's like media. Some people get it and it goes straight to their head and they just get poof, 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 poof. You know what I'm saying? It's something that every, like, they clout shit is a drug. Today they posted a video of the nigga Ugly Guy talking about he don't stop at train tracks. Fuck how it end. Bro, what the hell are you talking? What are you talking about, bro? Why does we even know that? If you was a nobody, nobody would even give a fuck about this shit. We still don't give a fuck about it. You getting hit by a goddamn train because you decided not to stop at the crossroad. We hope you get hit by two of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Stupid shit. It would just show you what the media do to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the people that she's saying, like, what I don't understand is, who the fuck is she talking to in the video, in the live? Stop dragging me. Like, for one, obviously you was fucking with Tory. You was fucking Tory. So, like, you got that man number. You could call him. Like, you don't have to reach out to the media. Like, you could have called Tory phone number or Tory, whoever the hell you, I'm pretty sure you know all them motherfuckers. You could have called any one of them niggas. You did not have to come on social media and do that. It was no need for this. Like, there was no need for this. Like, you peer, like, and then it's like, and at the same time, she almost sound a bit retarded. She talking about something. Why you think he ain't saying nothing about it? Nigga, for the same reason that anybody that caught a body didn't say nothing. Nigga, innocent until proven guilty. Ain't nobody in this damn world out here admitting to shooting motherfuckers but some fake street nigga, something that's, you know, that's clout chasing his damn self. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a crime. This is a crime. You can't just shoot motherfuckers. It ain't about to be no, you know what I'm saying? Like I think, like, and another thing I want her to understand, Miss Megan. Miss Megan, so sorry to be in your business. If you would have identified that you got shot at that scene, your ass would not have been treated like how you talking about you've been treated. You turned yourself into a criminal. You see what I'm saying? You turned yourself into a criminal. Then they show her posting pictures at the fucking, like, you taking pictures in the hospital joint. Like, how hurt are you? Like, bro, we've all been in the hospital. And we've all been in the hospital. We all had that hospital post. We knew that we felt absolutely fine. But after a gunshot? After a gunshot wound? Like, that you so super duper scared? You taking pictures? Bruh, in that picture, that motherfucking doctor is looking like he is pulling a little ass piece of hair out your foot. I mean, a little ass piece of glass out your foot. She said he shot her, he shot her. But I'm going to say this, like, getting shot in the foot, it don't create them kind of scars. Maybe getting grazed. Like, what the fuck was Tory Lanez shooting with? A motherfucking cap gun? A BB gun? Like, what was he shooting? Then you had bullet fragments in the other foot. Like that just mean that, nigga, he probably hit the ground and the bullet bust when it hit the ground type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? It was close by. Like, she looked like she was grazed, bruh. you know, when you get grazed, it's like bullet fragments and shit probably could still, probably if he had a hollow tip or something like that, it could probably still, you know, do a little damage that close to you, of course. But it's no way that she had a straight bullet hole in her foot and both, and like, bruh, in the first live, when she first came out and she was sitting down and she had the gray hair and she was like, and, you know, the captions was like, oh yeah, Meg Thee Stallion comes out and confirms that she was shot in both feet. And it had people like, damn. Both feet? Oh man, I know her shit sore as shit. Then you pop up less than a month later dancing and percolating and shit. And wearing heels and twerking and shit. Like, come on now. You should have known that that was going to come with this shit. When you do something like that, you got to be able to have thick enough skin to be like, I don't give a fuck what these niggas say. You rich as shit. Your jewelry still in a jewelry box. Your check, your account. If you had $10 million in your account, you still got $10 million in your account. Like, what's the reason for you even addressing shit like? Now, we understand, like, you know, like, with the little record label shit and all that kind of stuff. But a situation like this, like, for you trying to make it seem like you were so street and so hood, you threw all that shit out the window with this statement right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, either you going to stand tall or not. How you going to let the media, man, that, whoever, man, like I said, I've been searching the internet for about an hour or two. I can't find out what the fuck she talking about she seen. What publishing? What's the publishing's page name? Obviously, that shit didn't get nowhere or nothing. Like, we don't even know if what she talking about is real. Like, who seen that shit? Bro, I can show you a vlog right now that said the nigga 6ix9ine got robbed for $250,000 worth of jewelry in L.A. just now when he recently passed. I'm like, damn, niggas be lying like shit. I ain't even clicked the video. Because I knew that shit was a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, the media and the outlets and shit, bro, them motherfuckers be lying. Nigga, this niggas be trying, especially right now, niggas motherfuckers trying to get a double tap like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga gonna tell you, say whatever. You, them might not even have been his people, because it's like, it's been so long from them, it's like, what the fuck is the, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, what is the words that they say, what is that going to do? I just want you to understand what I'm saying, like, that what she did was definitely for clout. She was clout chasing too, because the shit that they said, you think the DEA or whoever the fuck prosecuting him, you think they sitting around waiting on social media? You think that's what they was waiting on? They waiting on you to get on social media and say he did it? Or you think anything that they say, like, oh, you think they gonna be watching and be like, shit, you know what? Tory Lanez published. He said he ain't do that shit. Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that. But yeah, like, you really think that what you say on that has any bearing, or what they say on that has any bearing to how this case is going to play out? Are you serious? They could say, man, they could go in that motherfucker and say, nigga, you shot his mama first. And nigga, the reports on their papers, on their desk, is not going to change. This has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with that. That cannot affect you. Period. It cannot affect you. So you making this statement was pointless and lame. Now the people that's begging her to speak, and then like when she spoke, saying, "Oh, you a snitch," you know, y'all trash for that. You know what I'm saying? Because come on now. Like, I didn't even make it nowhere near the celebrity of Megan Thee Stallion, but like, I've even seen shit like that in my little small career. Like, a motherfucker say this, and then you see 2 minutes later, you see the nigga saying that. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you little media motherfucker. It's just how the game is. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that shit personal. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it personal. You're too rich. You're having your way. You know what I'm saying? You just went number one. You're getting Birkin bags, but you still, you want niggas to be online saying wonderful things about a situation like this. Like, now you've turned this whole situation around to the point where they may even be able to try to put something on you. Like, you lied to the police type shit. Like, this shit might get thrown out. I doubt it because, I tell you one thing, you definitely giving his lawyer ammo. Because now that nigga be like, look here, judge, unless the rest of the motherfuckers in the car tell, like, look here, judge, I don't know, I mean, we don't know what this bitch gonna say. This bitch may say her girlfriend shot her next week. Look, can we wait a few more weeks to see? You know what I'm saying? That's what you just opened up the Pandora box to that now. So now people can be like, you know, shit, nigga, man, the motherfuckers be like, man, the security guy shot her ass. They could change that shit around and be like, man, she was whooping his ass, so the security had to shoot her. Now, this is another thing. This is the biggest one for me. If he shot you outside of the car, 5 minutes away from your house, how the fuck did you get back in the car? How the hell did you get back in this car? Who the fuck gets shot by somebody and then gets back in it? Remember, when the police got him, they walked him all out the car. And if I'm not mistaken, Megan was in the back seat. If I'm not mistaken, I think they got her on the video getting out. Because remember, the nigga Tory Lanez was laid out. Tory Lanez was laid out like flat. Remember, they was calling him the boy from Toy Story. Remember, he was laid flat out. There was another girl that was standing. And then it was, I'm telling you, they was coming out the car. What did you climb through the back? She was coming out. She did not get out the front of that car. She got out the back. If you wouldn't, like, just go back and watch the video now. Back to the video when she was walking and she was limping or whatever. Bruh. Like I said, I've never been shot in my foot. But I can guarantee you this. That ain't how you're going to be limping. It's going to be a lot worse than that, bruh. Maybe if you got grazed. But if you got shot in your foot, bruh, you are going to be down screaming and hollering, bruh. Especially like on the back end like that, like by the ankle. Oh, man, no way. No way that she got shot in her by the ankle part and she up doing a wet ass pussy videos. Ain't no way in hell. Her shit would have been at least, that joint would at least broke a bone or something, like, you know what I'm saying, in her foot, where she would have had a little bit of ligament damage where it was like three or four. Shawty said she got stitches. Somebody ain't telling the truth, man. Like, she got shot. He shot at her, and them motherfucking bullets hit the ground, and the sparks and shit is what fucked her up. Them bullets hit the ground and blew, and the shit that kill you when it go inside your body, the bullets blow up depending on what type of bullets he had. I'm pretty sure he had some serious shit. It's Tory Lanez. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's always bullshit. Nigga that wins 15 rings and shit on one hand. So I'm pretty sure he had some fire. Pretty sure. Like, nigga, like, what'd he hit you with? A deuce? Ain't no way. I'm pretty sure he had at least a 40 on him. So can you imagine him hitting her in the foot with a 40? Even if he would've hit her in the foot with a 9. Slim, her shit would be, you think Tory Lanez walking around with a 22, bruh? With a security guard? I guarantee he had some nice shit, bro. And that's what it was. It was like something vicious. So that shit, he shot at the ground. And the shit just got the shoo, shoo, shoo. But the simple fact is, like, you still pulled a gun out on a female. Another point I want to bring back to you, where she was talking about who went to jail, who didn't. She was like, oh, yeah, I never went to jail. They took them other motherfuckers. They took them three motherfuckers to jail. I went to jail. Now, one of them motherfuckers is your homegirl. Remember the other podcast, what I said? Shorty just get out of jail, and all of a sudden you get shot. If you ask me, those are the bad vibes. Why haven't you seen her around no more? Why she ain't post her? She got Cardi B, motherfucking Asian Doll, all these motherfuckers everywhere, all in her face. Where's the best friend, the homegirl at? Because they sent them motherfuckers to jail. So it lets you know right there, Shawty ain't fucking with her either. You see what I'm saying? Like, when niggas saying tell the story, bro, nigga tell, like, what? Like, what led up to it, man? Shawty said, he shot me for no reason. Now, you don't even believe that shit your damn self. Ain't no, now you already know that shit had to go like super duper duper left for him to shoot you. Ain't no way, cuz. Ain't no way, bruh. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Like, she got so much loopholes in the shit. It's almost like, even tonight, it was like she so-called herself, like, telling a full story. But you still didn't tell the full story. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you could tell when a motherfucker trying to be, like somewhat truthful, if I can say that. Like, you could tell when somebody's trying to be, like, somewhat truthful. Then they'll admit something small, or they'll admit something like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, we both was, ooh. Like, nigga, you probably was saying, you say everybody was arguing. You probably was saying some vicious-ass shit about that nigga. Had to have really, really been, and you know, like I said, females, especially females that you fucking with, they really, really know how to get under you. Like, all female, any female that you got feelings for, even if it ain't even like love, I mean, even if it ain't even like relationship feelings, if it's just like they know you fuck with them, they can get under your skin just like that, all of them. You know what I'm saying? They just tight like that. So you were saying some shit, and that's what niggas are saying. Like what was that? Like what happened? Like, what you trying to, you actually sitting here trying to tell an honest story that you got shot, a nigga shot you for nothing. You didn't do nothing. How does that sound? Y'all been together for damn near, they been chilling for like over a year. They been chilling hard for over a year. Now all of a sudden, out of the blue, he just turns around and just shoots you because you decided to leave the argument. So let me get this straight. After you got shot, you got back in the van, or you got back in this truck, and then the police pulled you over. Now you said they had witnesses. So why the fuck didn't the witnesses tell the police what happened? You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, she gonna give Tory and them legals, like, she might have literally gave Tory, like, she basically just lied. She just basically told that she lied to the police. Like, they can make something out. A lawyer, a good decent lawyer, can make something out of that. Like, they can run with that. Like, look, man, like, ain't no judge or nobody gonna be like, nah, man, come on, man. She said she, you know what I'm saying, she was scared, bruh. So that, bruh, You know how many motherfuckers say they were scared as a lie from doing some wild shit? That shit ain't gonna work. Now, as far as the shit about her hitting them and all that, which I didn't see. Now, I seen that in comments. I seen that in comments, but I didn't. And it's like she didn't really say nothing that wasn't in comments. That's how you know that she was just, she, that's how you know she just trying to stay, even with a number one album. I mean, another, you got a number one record right now, and you still needed this? You see what I'm saying? It's like, I got to go back and maybe look at the post and see. Maybe somebody else posted whatever that was. But, like, from what I was seeing, I didn't see, like, a post. You know how, like, the Shade Room be catching everything. Like, they'd be, like, this post and then see earlier posts. I didn't see that. It was, like, the first post was her speaking to motherfuckers in North Canada. Like, you don't know where these people are? This a little dude. This could be a, it could be dude who you arguing with online, or a hateful ass comment that you seen, could be a little ass kid that's like 12 years old in India. You would not fucking even know that. She said it. I don't even know where y'all niggas be from. Of course. So why the fuck are you listening to him? The comment that you may have seen that set you off may have been set by a motherfucker that ain't left his house in 2 months. Or showered, sitting there playing a video game, and on social media commenting on your shit, and you arguing back with them. You know, people don't be understanding how crazy they look doing that shit. Shawty said, "Stop dragging me. You did this because you was getting dragged? Seriously? I don't know, man." I don't know. I'm curious to know, like with the police, like what's the next step with that? Like, cause even still with this confession, like that don't necessarily translate over to, you know what I mean? But I tell you one thing, she has definitely stamped that she has to snitch on him now. Like she can't take it back now. You see what I'm saying? She can't. You can't delete these lives and you can't take this shit back. His lawyer has seen this. So your tune better be the exact same tune or these videos will be brought up in court. Like, look here, Your Honor. First she said this. This is the night of. Then she said this. This is a month later. Then she came out of blue and said this. And it's going to be like, damn. Really did give us like three different, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out how could you tell the police a different story when you just said that there was a witness on the scene. So what the hell was the witness saying? Why the police didn't get what was going on? And then another thing, she like, I didn't want to tell that there was a gun in the car. Like, you see how this shit, I just thought about that just now. Remember, Tory Lanez got arrested for a firearm. So obviously they found out that there was a gun in the car. They was gonna find that out regardless. Like, she don't even understand. She could have easily. That's how you know she didn't get shot, because that shit gray, like I said, that shit grazed her and probably fucked her up. Then, like I said, he was hitting at that cement and that shit probably was hitting and blistering and shit, hurting like a motherfucker. Cause on that, the shit you see, man, that shit is like real life. That shit was like two fucking cuts. It's like, it was like two parts, like two, like maybe four cuts. And then the other foot, it's like on the heel, like fragments. Like, so fragments don't even, that basically mean like you're not even shot, like basically pieces of the bullet hit, you know what I'm saying, may have hit or grazed at you. Like, you can literally pick him out with that little thing that he had in his hand. So, and it's like, you doing that. And then all of these videos, all this dancing, all this, like, of course they was gonna say this shit about you, man. Of course they was gonna say this shit about you. Like this is this. It's crazy that you let the internet. You let the internet force you to do this. Like, what if them people really didn't say that? Like, you said it was through blogs. Blogs lie all the time. Like I could see if it was like, yeah, no, it was an interview on CNN and shit with one of Tory Lanez's men. But blog posts are not really real. You can say anything. If you run the blog, you can say anything in there to get you some clickbait. We need clickbait right now. It's still the corona. But like I said, you know, on the Tory Lanez, man, he's still a sucker though. He's still a sucker. There's definitely one no such support of Tory Lanez. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want her to understand like where people is coming from. Like, you know what I'm saying? And to the day you die, like, motherfuckers is gonna be fucking with you and critiquing you and saying this and saying that. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Nothing you can do about that. Like, only thing you could do is just sit back, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy your money. Like, some little shit a motherfucker say on the internet should not stir you up to decide you gonna possibly put this man in jail. Like, you stood tall this long, and then all of a sudden social media made you come out. Man, I'm telling you, man, the police may eat this shit up, man. The police may eat this shit up, man. But old boy's definitely done, because like I said, one thing about it, she not gonna be able to take the statement back. So she gonna have to follow through. You know, everything comes with a trial. So of course she gonna have to go to court. She gonna have to go to the court. She gonna have to stand up and point him out in a lineup. I mean, not in a lineup, but she gonna have to point him out as the shooter in court. Like, it's gonna be no other. We all watch Law and Order SVU. It's gonna be no other way around it. Like, she's gonna have to go up in there straight up and point cuz out. Like, that's him. Do you see the person that shot you in the scoreroom? You had to really point him out now. So, you know, like I said, we here, we with you. You know, we supporting you. You know, it ain't a laughing matter. You know, the point of him pulling the gun out, the minute he pulled that gun out on you, it ain't a laughing matter no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, but just know what come with what you just did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's really it's really like you really put the lights on now for sure. Like, you really gonna have to act on, you know, your situation. You gonna have to watch yourself in Canada. And you go to Canada, like, cause you already know he definitely was like a little, you know, remember that motherfucker came up, he was challenging Drake. You know what I'm saying? If he was petty enough to shoot your ass over here in America, then it ain't no telling what his boys made. You know what I'm saying? His boys over there in Toronto, they heartless. They heartless, man. Cause I done seen them bully some dudes that was nice, good dudes, man. They was just rappers that may have said a few of the wrong words, scared the shit out. You know, yeah, like a few times. A few, like Tory Lanez and his people done pulled up on a few rappers out there and beat the shit out of them. Like real, like right on camera. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing for them to, you know, man. If like that must be something that must be just how them niggas roll. Like, nigga, they'll let a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then you see Asian Dolls comment, "Have you ever met Tory? That nigga got an attitude like a bitch." Aggressive, like everyone's saying, or like, you know what I'm saying? Attitude like a bitch. What do you mean by that? I thought y'all didn't have any attitudes. What's the? I don't get it. I don't get it. But we know what she's saying, though. You know, he got an attitude like a female. You know what I'm saying? Meaning he a snapping pop nigga. You know what I'm saying? And we all knew that. You could tell he a little hot-headed. He was trying to fight the damn fans and shit. You know, at his concerts, he was in numerous times trying to fight them. Little, you know, his little events, little pull-up situations he had. You know, he'd definitely be chasing smoke, you know what I'm saying? But he's definitely a sucker because, like I said, it's next to nothing. You know, the one thing she was right about was, you know, what is he actually going to say with it when he said, you know? But like I said, the reason he's not saying it is because obvious reasons as well. Like, nigga, he's going to go to jail, nigga. That's copping to, you know what I'm saying? It's like a nigga rob a bank, nigga. And all hell in our mind, hell yeah, I robbed that motherfucker. Got the money at my grandma's house. But when the police asked, did you do it? Fuck no. Nigga, that's just the code and shit. Like, ain't nobody about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, until the motherfucking judge put this shit together and let these police do their job, I ain't did shit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Let's pray for Megan, man. You know? Pray for her. Like I said, man, she needs some friends, man. Like I said, I think it's too late. I think getting rich and getting friends is like a total, I think that's just like a really, really different, because a really different situation, because a lot of rich people was weird. Had to be. That's how they got rich. You know what I'm saying? And mood swings and shit like that. And that's how it is. Like, you know, a regular person down to earth may have mood swings and disappear on a couple of their friends for a while. And you never know what's really going on. But rich motherfuckers, the opposite is that they just let it be known. Like, oh yeah, I duck off for 2 weeks. Fuck you. But they rich, so it's like, oh, that's how he is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I just pray that she gets some friends, man. Like, somebody that's genuine. Maybe she need to go back to all that. And like I said, all that South shit now. Like, you don't even be where you from at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see you hang around with none of them little Houston, wherever she, Houston, Dallas, or wherever it's at. Why you ain't running around with a gang of them? Really doing hot girl shit. That, like, I don't even think she understand, like, how motherfuckers adapted to her. You know, of course it was the ass shaking and shit like that, but more so it was like my hotties, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my girls, like, where they at? You, now it's like, you just, I think my brother said, today, like, you know, like, she basically was like the female Drake. Like, you seen her, she was everywhere. She was everywhere, every situation, so many oddball situation. Then, like, no music would ever come out of any of this shit. It was literally just link ups. Like, remember, she was with Jordan Woods, like, how are you chasing a vibe from that, from your mother and your father? You can't get that vibe from nobody else. Never. There had to be a childhood friend or somebody that knew your ass for 10, 15 years. There's no way that you can get that vibe from a rich person that you met on Tuesday. You tripping. That's how you know shit ain't sweet and where she at. Because there's no way. It's no way, Slim. It's no way that, like, I would have been with my people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even, like, how shit is with friends and stuff. This may be your main group of friends. But you still got this friend, that friend. You still got another 6-7 friends that you can hit. As a rich person, be like, look, man, I got your bills. What, nigga? Come on out and live with me, man, for a little while, man. Take a vacation. Put yourself on vacation or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all got secondary friends that we can do that with. You know, if it's not of our main. So it's like you, I can guarantee you that her, if she do got tons and tons of friends back at home, I can tell that they probably looking at her like, fuck, is she doing with these bitches? Like, who is these bitches? Like, you know what I'm saying? Little Asian doll shit was, you know, that was cool. They from the same place, or, you know, at least the same state. You know what I'm saying? So that was nice. You know, but we don't get to see that a lot. like, do more shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hang with her or hang with, you know what I mean? Like, you got, like, you keep trying to. And it's, to me, it don't look like it's changing. Because there was a lot of people in that other video who was like, who the fuck are these bitches? Like, you know, like, I don't think it's going to stop with her, man. Like I said, like, this shit led you to get shot or grazed or whatever the fuck. You said shot. I say grazed, but, you know, brown of smoke, man. Pray for Big and Tori, you a motherfucking bitch.